we're about to enter a zone which might change your life forever. Live the Web Girl. How do we stumble upon this? We actually have old journal entries of yours.
Yeah, so you're talking about diaries, and if anyone on the show kept a diary or a journal yesterday, and I said, yeah, I've been keeping one ever since I was in grade school.
Okay, and this is amazing. What entries do we have here, like I guess that we're going to hear now, your old journals?
I have one from third grade, one from fourth grade, and one from my senior year of college, but my first senior year.
Okay, well, let's do a little time warp here.
Dear Diary, Mom and Claire are still in Washington, D.C. for her eighth grade trip. Chris R. got really sick with pneumonia. Also, how I spelled pneumonia is insane. And had to go to the hospital. I feel bad for him. He is so cute and hot. I wonder if he is scared. I want to be there. I love Chris. I bet he still looks really cute even though he's sick. I wonder if he has a fever or if he is super pale, but I bet he's still cute. I just want to hug him. I hope he is okay. I've G2G. Bye-bye.
Wow, nothing has changed. Nothing
same
has changed.
Same old Liv.
All right, here's one from fourth grade. Dear Diary, we had a b-ball game today. I sat on the bench like the whole time, like usual, and it was really cold in the gym. We won.
Hold on real quick. It's always cold. I've sensed a common theme here with Liv. She's been cold since basketball days.
Yes. We won, though, and I got sour straws after the game, and they were good. Lindsay invited me to come play later today. I'm really excited. She invited Maddie and Corinne. I think we're going to watch the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope Steven and Ethan come over to play.
Oh, there's boys
and
again.
And Eric is with them.
Oh, boy.
Eric is really good at b-ball, and he looks good when he wears sweatbands.
I wonder if your parents knew what they were dealing with when you were in elementary school, because the foreshadowing is just insane here.
Well, IG2G, talk to you later. Bye-bye. I love the bye-bye.
Yeah, B-U-H.
Are you saying bye-bye or butt-bye?
No, B-U-H-B-Y-E. Bye-bye. That's my signature sign-off. And yeah, I was pretty much boy crazy when I got out of the womb.
That's great.
And then this is one from one of my nights in college. I think it was interesting.
No, wait, hold on. This is not the music that we need for college.
What do we need right now?
I think you know what we need.
There we go. All right. Now, here we go.
I think it was interesting. That was how drunk I was last night. I still decided to leave Sigma Chi and go hang out with Landon.
Oh, boy. Another boy.
Yep.
Even though I think I remember being mad at Zach, but I feel like I would have normally just stayed just for the chance to kiss Zach again.
What is going on with you? Like, yeah. You are a horny, horny person.
Every single entry is
I'm
about
a hopeless romantic.
Is
I'm
that
a hopeless
what it is?
Romantic, yes. I just don't know why I keep entertaining this idea with Landon. I'm having fun, but I know there isn't any real future. He is 2 years younger than me, and I'm not going to date someone who is still going to venue frat parties while I'm deciding what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have fun now, so I'm not going to keep doing that. I guess Zach really doesn't like me, and if he does, definitely not enough for him to change his mind about us, and so I need to move on. After seeing him tonight, I just realized I do not like him. I need to figure it out.
Moral high ground, Liv, is interesting.
It's funny because Liv still lives like the sorority lifestyle now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I really don't see a difference between your college life and your now life and your elementary school life, really.
Yeah, it's all pretty much the same.
Moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is stay true to yourself.
Yes, never, never lose yourself. We clearly see here I have not. But it comes down to me being a hopeless romantic. That is really it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is it.
Hopeless.
Hopeless romantic and smeared off ice, baby!